Well, lots of Americans don't end up paying much at all in federal income taxes. If your income is too low, you don't pay federal income taxes. And there are few wealthy people who even manage to pay no income taxes. But for those of us who do pay, the average was about $14,000 in 2016.
And where did that tax money go? How does the federal government spend it?
Well, the biggest chunk right now of your federal tax dollar is for health care, and that's about 29 cents out of every tax dollar that goes to health care. And this is just talking about your income taxes. So we all also pay payroll taxes, or what sometimes appears on your pay stub as FICA. That pays for Medicare, and we all pay Social Security taxes. That's not what we're talking about here. Out of your income taxes, the tax on the money that you actually earn from working, about 29 cents of that goes to healthcare. That's mostly for Medicare and Medicaid. And there are over 100 million Americans who benefit from those programs in every state. And the next biggest chunk is about 23 cents, which goes to our military.
How does this spending compare with what pollsters have found most people would like to see their tax dollars spent on?
Well, when Americans are asked their priorities, they talk about usually the top two concerns are sort of jobs in the economy and terrorism or national security. So you might think that that military spending, which is high, matches up to one of those two priorities. But out of our military spending as a country, almost half of it goes to military contractors. So these are, multi-billion-dollar multinational corporations. The biggest one of them was Lockheed Martin. And on average, each of us who are paying taxes paid $170 just to that one company last year. They paid their CEO $19 million. So we're all contributing to that as a portion of it. And then the other priority that that Americans usually name as their top two is jobs and the economy. And we don't really put a whole lot into that. We only paid each of us about $31 last year for job training and employment programs, for instance.
How might spending change under the budget that's been proposed by President Trump?
Well, President Trump's big proposal so far was for a 10% increase in military spending and a 10% decrease in pretty much everything else. So what we would see is we would see the portion of the tax dollar that we each pay for the military shift go higher, and we would see the portion for everything else go lower. President Trump hasn't released his proposal yet for Medicaid and Medicare, but there is an expectation that the Republican proposal that President Trump would back for that might limit Medicaid spending. So that would look like all of us paying less for that in future years. And that would look like pretty much governors having to figure out where those cuts would come from.